Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Longtime, now retired, Western Kentucky University animal science professor Dr. Gordon Jones has become a member of the State Ag Development Board. That agency invests 50% of Kentucky's share of tobacco settlement funds to improve ag infrastructure here. He pointed specifically to efforts to improve genetics and performance of Kentucky feeder calves.
There's absolutely no doubt about that. It's occurred in Kentucky. And what's really interesting, the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, because of the influence of the long border here, they've developed a similar program, and feedlot operators in the feedlot area will tell you that the cattle have improved immensely during this period of time. So there is no question that the reputation of Kentucky cattle has greatly improved since those funds were made available to farmers.
At a meeting of the Louisville Ag Club, Dr. Jones commented on the brand new veterinary feed directive starting this year, requiring that any antibiotics used in livestock production be done under a veterinarian supervision. He thought long-term a wise move.
Yes, I really do, because we actually owe it to the consumer to try to ensure that the products that we furnish for them are safe and wholesome. We do not want to give them any antibiotic residues and that kind of thing. And so by getting the veterinarian involved in the use of these critical antibiotics simply helps us to do a better job of policing what's done and to make sure that's done in the right manner.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, steak is amazing. Where'd you get your beef?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Pettit family from Webster County, Kentucky.
We started out raising commercial cattle. It is it's a calling.
It's a way of life.
That's the natural progression, you know, a way of life.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table for our supper at night is a good product.
We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Genetics, genomics, breeding improvements were all covered by Dr. Gordon Jones in his recent comments. I asked about consumer perceptions of GMOs.
We've been genetically modifying plants and animals for thousands of years. We just did it slowly by the process of selection. But what a GMO is, it's we've changed that plant or animal, whatever we're talking about, in a rapid manner in a laboratory. But in general, there's nothing wrong with GMO products.
Back to his involvement with the State Ag Development Board, he's been impressed.
I would say right now that what's so good about it is that we have a fantastic director in Warren Beeler, and we've been told by the governor that these funds are to be apolitical. They're not to be used in any political manner, but to be used in the best manner to improve agriculture in the state of Kentucky. So that's very pleasing that that is the attitude from everybody all the way right up to the top.
A visit today with Dr. Gordon Jones. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.